Welcome back, everybody. Hopefully, we'll try to keep it steady going forward with Hashem. So, Bli Nedar. Yes, every Wednesday night, 8:45. What? So, we're going to talk about the 12th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei today. So even though I originally mentioned that we're going to give only one shiur per bracha, because if not, we're never going to get anywhere, this bracha, I'm going to have to give at least two shiurim, because there is the historical, there's a historical part of it as well. We are going to, the 12th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is called the Birchas Haminim. It is the bracha where we talk about the heretics. So first, let's go through the nusach of the bracha, just the text and its translation, and then we'll get into a bit more of the historical component. We start like this: V'olam al shinim al tihi sikva. And for the slanderers, let there be no hope. The right word for V'olam al shinim, even though Art Scroll interpreted as slanderers, I would interpret it as informers. For informers, there shall be no hope. V'chol aminim kerega yovedu. And may all the heretics perish in an instant. And may all the enemies of your people be cut down speedily. And may you speedily uproot, smash, and cast down the intentional sinners. Destroy them, lower them, humble them speedily in our days. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, shoiver oivim u'machnia zedim. Blessed are you Hashem who breaks enemies and humbles intentional sinners. So, in the middle of a peaceful Shemoneh Esrei, this seems to be a very harsh prayer to uproot, smash, cast down, destroy, lower, humble the heretics and the informers and the intentional sinners. So, we're going to find out, as I learned the Gemara with you, that this bracha of Shemoneh Esrei was added on later on. This was not part of the original Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara that talks about this is in Brachas Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. So, we call the tefillah, which we call the Amidah, we call it Shemoneh Esrei. Why is it called Shemoneh Esrei? Because Shemoneh Esrei means 18. So why is Shemoneh Esrei called 18? Because it has 18 brachas. So ask the Gemara, Hani Yud Ches Keneged Mi, these 18 brachas, what was this established? It was established corresponding to what? Now, the Gemara is assuming, rightfully so, that the number 18 wasn't just pulled out of a hat. There must have been a reason why the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established specifically 18 brachas. Why 18? Amar Reb Hillel Bereid Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Says Reb Hillel, the son of Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Keneged Yudches Az Koresh Amar David Vahavul Hashem V'nei Eilim. That the 18 brachas correspond to 18 times that Hashem's name is mentioned in the capital of Tehillim of Vahavul Hashem V'nei Eilim. That's the capital of Tehillim we say every Friday night by Kabbalah Shabbos, right before the Chadoidi. If you count, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei appears there 18 times. So corresponding to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned, Avod Hashem Ne'elim, that corresponding to that, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. That is the first opinion. Rav Yosef Vaymer, Rav Yosef says, Keneged Yud Ches Az Korois Shebekri Hashema. It corresponds to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema. If you count from Shema Yisrael until the end of the third parasha of Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Emes, Hashem's name is mentioned 18 times. Now, the difference is that according to the first explanation, where we're talking about Havul Hashem, the capital of Havul Hashem in Ha'elim, there it's 18 times Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. According to the second opinion, it's not only corresponding to Yudke Vavke in Kriya Shema, Hashem's name is mentioned, is whether it's Yudke Vavke, it's Aleikenu, it's Aleikechem. 18 times you find Hashem's name in Kriya Shema. And that the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei correspond to the 18 brachas of the 18 names, 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema. Reb Tanchum Amar Reb Shuma Levi Amar. Reb Tanchum, the name of Reb Shuma Levi, has a third opinion. Keneged Shmoina Esrei Chulyos Shabishadra. It corresponds to the 18 knots of the spine. The spine has 18 knots, and each bracha corresponds to one knot of the spine. Mirat Hashem will come back to explaining what is the difference in these opinions. Why is each one of the opinions, why are they insisting specifically on their approach as opposed to the other opinion. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hani Tam Nisrei? There's 18? Tishrei Havim? There's 19. There aren't 18 brachas. There are 19 brachas. Because whoever is asking the question went and counted the brachas. And if you count the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, there are 19. There's not 18. Amar Rav Levi, says Rav Levi, Virchas Haminim B'Yavne Tiknua. The bracha of Olam Alshinim, the bracha we're talking about today, the bracha of the Minim of the heretics, was established in Yavne much later. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established 18 brachas. And that's why it's called Shemoneh Esrei until this very day. Because Shemoneh Esrei is 18. But in Shemoneh Esrei, which means 18, there's really 19. But the 19th was established much later in Yavne. Says Rashi, B'yavne tiknua la'achaz zman merubah. Much later. Why was this established? Or says Rashi. Now, the censor took out half of this Rashi. The censor that censored the Gemara. And he, now, we live in a free world, so we don't need the censor anymore. So it says, in Rashi, it originally said, Korav le tarbusoi shal yishai hanoitzri. That this bracha was established when Yashke was becoming popular. Shalamdu lahapich divrei alekim chayim. There, the early Christians were teaching how to reverse or how to corrupt the words of the living God, meaning the words of the Torah Kedosha. And since they were becoming popular and drawing many Jews with them, this is why the bracha of Olam Alshinim was established. So the bracha of Olam Alshinim was established against Yoshke and his followers. The Rabbi Yonison Eibshitz asks the obvious question. Yoshke is no longer a threat to Klal Yisrael. So why do we still need to say this bracha? And the answer is that even though Yoshke is no longer a threat to Klal Yisrael, there have always, in every generation, there are different movements, either from within or without, that are a threat to Klal Yisrael. And it is, in every generation, whatever the threat is, that is what the bracha corresponds to. Now, says the Gemara, okay, but now we had three opinions for what the 18 brachas were established corresponding to, whether it's corresponding to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Kapitel of Havud Hashem Bnei Adam, whether it's corresponding to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema, or whether it's corresponding to the 18 knots in the spine. So this last bracha that was established, how is that going to match? That's the Gemara's kasha now. Kenegin mita knua. Amar Rav Levi. So Rav Levi says, so lidav hilavareid Rav Shuvah Nachmani. So according to the first opinion, who says that the 18 brachas correspond to the 18 times Hashem's name it is mentioned in Havad Hashem Re'elim. So kenegin keil hakovayd hirim. So there's one time, there's one other name of Hashem that is mentioned in that capital. All the names of Hashem mentioned in that capital are all Yud Kei Vav Kei. There's one other name that is mentioned, and that is the name Kael. Hashem's name Aleph Lamed is mentioned in that same capital. It says, Kael HaKovod Hidden, the God of glory thunders. That's what it says there. So the 19th bracha corresponds to the 19th time Hashem's name is mentioned, but not Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name Kael. And we'll soon see the significance of that. The Rav Yosef, now according to Rav Yosef, that the 18 brachas correspond to the 18 brachas, the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Kriya Shema, is Keneged Echad Sheba Kriya Shema. So V'lam Alshinim corresponds to the word Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The word Echad corresponds now to the bracha of V'lam Alshinim. Hashem is one. And the Reb Tanchum of Reb Shuvan Levi Keneged Chulya Ketana Sheba Shedra. And according to the third opinion that says that the 18 brachas correspond to the 18 knots of the spine, there is a small knot. That there is a 19th knot. It's a very small knot. And that's what Olam Alshinim corresponds to. So, we need to understand what are these three opinions? Why do these three opinions all insist on their approach to why Shemoneh Esrei, why 18 brachas? And what is the Gemara telling us? That Velam al Shinim, according to the first opinion, corresponds to the name Kale in the Kapitel of Havud Hashem, and it corresponds to the word Echad in Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad, and it corresponds to that small knot in the Shadr. It happens to be the Marshal says that you can't play around with Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Even the heretics can't play around with Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei means means that Hashem was, is, will always be. They can't play around with that. What they could play around with is the name Kale, because Kale means God. So, and we know we know that they can use Kale to be. It says in the pasuk, "Lishtachve le'el acher." Don't bow down to another god. So they do play around with the Kale, and that's why Kale HaKovod hit him. The God of Glory thunders. That corresponds, that is against Olam HaShinim. That comes to, that is what Olam HaShinim was established to correspond to. And the Echad is the other thing they play around with, that there is only one God. That is another thing Yashke and his followers play around with. So Olam HaShinim was established corresponding to Echad. But I'd like to suggest that it's much deeper. But before we go on to that, let's continue just the Gemara, just to get another glimpse into the historical component of this bracha. Tell the Rabbana. So the Rabbana said, the Rabbana learned. Shimon apakuli hizder yitches brachas afnei Rabban Gamliel al haseder beyavne. Shimon Apakuli, Shimon was he sold cotton balls. He was the one that arranged the order of the Shemot Esrei. And he arranged it in Rabban Gamliel's presence. Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi. He was the head of Klal Yisrael. And Shimon HaPakuli was given the job of arranging the brachas in a specific order. He arranged it in Rav Gamliel's presence.
From 300 years
to 300 years. So, very good question. So, there are a few answers. Some answer that Anshe Knesset HaGedolah established the brachas, but not the order. And everyone davened in their whatever order they wanted to, until Shimon HaPakuli came along and established the order. There are others that said that Anshe Knesset HaGedolah did establish the brachas and the order. It's just that throughout the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it was forgotten, and Shimon HaPakuli reinstated it.
At that time, it was 18.
It was still 18 brachas. Now, this was the time that Yashke had risen to fame. Amalei Rav Gamliel Chachamim. So Rav Gamliel said to the Chachamim, "Klum yesh adam sheyedei lesaken berchas haminim." Is there anyone here that has the ability to compose a bracha against the heretics? Well, there were two Rav Gamliels.
Yeah,
there was Rav Gamliel the grandfather and Rav Gamliel the grandson.
So the grandson.
There's a machlokes which one this is. So Pashtus, it's the second one. The second one after the Churban. There was Rav Gamliel, the grandfather was before the Churban. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was killed during the Churban. He was one of the Asar Arugei Malchus. And the son, Rav Gamliel,
so
No, there's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And then Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Two Rabbi Gamliels.
Okay.
One is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This, so according to, there's a machlokes which Rabbi Gamliel this was, but whichever. The so Rabbi Gamliel said, asked, is there anyone here that knows how to compose a bracha against the heretics? So Pnei Yeshua asked the obvious question, how, what is so difficult with that? Anyone can curse. Who doesn't know how to curse? Yeah, this is what this week's parsha, right? So, the Pnei Yeshua, I just want to read you the words of the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua that every bracha of Shemoneh Esrei has a specific number of letters and words. And the Torah, if you look into the Torah gives for each bracha of Shemoneh Esrei a reason why it has exactly so many letters and exactly so many words. Everything it has, it corresponds to certain psukim. V'yesh v'hem soidois nifloim. And each bracha has concealed and amazing mystery secrets. It is specifically through these words, does it have the ability to have an effect in the upper worlds? Because it's specifically these words and these letters. Actually, depends which world you want to affect. What? Each happens to be that the Nuschois, well, some of them, especially Nuschari, tries to equal out the letters and the words with what the Torah has. It's varies. Some of the previous Shurim, we actually went through them. Why specifically that number? So, Rabbi Gamliel's question was, who has the Ruach HaKodesh? Who has the divine inspiration to be able, similar to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla, who were the ones that originally composed all of Shemoneh Esrei, right? Who is someone that has the ability to compose such a bracha? Amad Shmuel HaKotan. So there was a Heilig Yid whose name was Shmuel HaKotan, the small Shmuel. V'tikna. And he established the bracha of Olam Hashina. The bracha Samin. Why is he called Shmuel HaKotan? So there's two reasons given in the Yerushalmi for it. One reason is because he held himself very small. He was very humble. So he was called Shmuel HaKotan. And the second reason is because it was to contrast him to Shmuel HaNavi. And the Yerushalmi says he was only a little bit smaller in stature than Shmuel HaNavi. That's huge. So Shmuel HaKotan got up and he established this bracha. It's interesting that the Ben Yoyoda, who's the Ben Ishchai, it's the relationship to this week's parasha, says that the original bracha, it could be the Sfaradim still have it that way, I'm not sure. The original bracha of V'lam Al-Shinim concluded, with, according to us, it concludes, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shoyver Oivim Amachni Azeidim. We bless are you, Hashem, who breaks the enemy and subjugates intentional sinners. In the original text, It was Shoyver Oivim Umachni Aminim. He who breaks the enemy and subjugates heretics. It's very possible that the censor changed it. So he says the first letters, he says Shmuel HaKotan signed his name. Right? Shoyver Oivim Umachni Aminim is Shin Aleph Vav Mem. And the bracha starts with Lam Al Shinim, right, with the Lamed of Lam Al Shinim. So the beginning of the bracha and the last four letters of the bracha is Shmuel. And then he says that if you look into this week's parsha, Bilam says, one of Bilam's prophecies, one of the last in his one of his last brachas, last prophecies, he's talking about the days of Mashiach and how all the nations are going to get will be smitten with for the all the different atrocities that they committed. And he declaimed his parable and he said, Oy mi yichya mi sumoy keil. Oh, who will survive when he imposes these? That's what Bilam says. Says the Ben Yoyada that sumoy keil is the letter Shmuel. Sumoy keil is Shmuel. He says, Bilam was a heretic. Bilam was one of these people that were cursing. He says, Oy, woe is to us, mi yichya, who will be able to live, mishmuel. What Shmuel HaKotan comes along and establishes that bracha, we're done. At the Ben Yoyada. Says the Gemara, actually, I don't think we need to go any further with this. So we see from here that it was established much later, and originally established to counter the influence of Yoshke Pondarak. So now, let's try to get a sense of what this halmach like is. So, I'd like to suggest that this machlokes, whether Shemoneh Esrei corresponds to the kapitel in Tehillim of Avod Hashem Ne'elem, which the kapitel is all about, give to Hashem Karbonas, Havel Hashem Kavod Voiz, give to Hashem honor and strength. Havel Hashem Kavod Shema, give to Hashem the honor of His name. It's a kapitel of Tehillim where David HaMelech is just full of praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second opinion is that it corresponds to the Hashem's names in Kriya Shema. The third opinion is that it corresponds to the 18 knots of the spine. I believe that there's a essential machlokes here of what is Shemoneh Esrei really all about? What is the purpose of Shemoneh Esrei? The first opinion, and interesting that the owner of this opinion, his name is Hillel, which means to praise. Rabbi Hillel says that Shemoneh Esrei is about shevach. It's about praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it's about. It's the requests that we ask are secondary. The main thing is the brachas, right? After each one of our requests, the first three brachas are obvious. It's to praise Hashem. We're not asking for anything. But afterwards, we're asking Hashem for knowledge. We're asking Hashem for to accept our repentance. We're asking Hashem to forgive us. We're asking Hashem to take us out of Galus. But after each one of those requests, we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Chaynein Hadas, who bestows knowledge. Baruch Ato Hashem, Haraitze B'tshuva, blessed are you Hashem, who wants tshuva. Baruch Ato Hashem, Chanan Amar B'Desloyach, blessed are you Hashem, the gracious one who increases to forgive. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goyel Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem, who liberates Klal Yisrael, and so on and so forth. Every single bracha ends with a praise. Says Rabbi Hillel, that is the purpose of Shemoneh Esrei, that we should praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for all of the wonderful things that he bestows upon us. Once we're praising him for it, we already ask him for it too. But the main thing is to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is the purpose of Shemoneh Esrei. So what does it correspond to? Havul Hashem Re'ailim, Havul Hashem Kavod Vayis, Havul Hashem Kavod Shemoy, a kapitel of Tehillim that is all praises to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is what this kapitel, that is what Shemoneh Esrei is about. The second opinion. Which is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. It corresponds to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema. According to Rav Yosef, what Shemoneh Esrei is really about, it's about Emunah. By Shemoneh Esrei, a Yid declares, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm totally dependent on you. I don't have life without you. I don't have Parnasa without you. I don't have anything without you. I don't have forgiveness without you. I don't have knowledge without you. I don't have freedom without you. I don't have what else is there? Huh? Yeah, I don't have health without you. By Shemoneh Esrei, it's a declaration of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm totally dependent on you. It's about Emunah. It's about Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is our declaration of Emunah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is about. So, what did they establish? 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei? Towards the 18 names of 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriya Shema. Because that's what Shemoneh Esrei is about. It's about our declaration of Emunah. Comes along the third opinion, Reb Tanchum, and he says, no. Shemoneh Esrei is a Yid subjugating themselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's an act, Shemoneh Esrei is an exercise of hachnoa. And it's an exercise of total subjugation. It's the same, Reb Tanchum says it's the name of Reb Shuvan Levi. The same Reb Shuvan Levi is the one that says that when a person bows down by Shemoneh Esrei, Tzoros sheyichrat sheyispakeku kol chul yeshav v'shadre, a person has to bow down until all of the knots of his spine bulge. Meaning, the act of bowing down is taking the whole stature of me, of the I, and giving it over to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Giving it over to Hashem. I'm all yours. I'm nothing. Everything is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is about. I don't have knowledge. I don't have tshuva. I don't have forgiveness. I don't have redemption. I don't have health. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Total forfeiture to Hashem. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is. And so why are there 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei? It corresponds to the 18 knots in the stature of the person, of the human being. That has to be forfeited to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam.
It's very late.
I just want to share with you. Let's go for the first. The Gemara said, so v'lam al shinim, the new bracha. What does that correspond to? According to the first opinion, that the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you know what? Before we go there, I was thinking that perhaps all three of these opinions are correct. Well, it's obvious. They're all correct. Shemoneh Esrei is about praising the Rebbein Shlom. Shemoneh Esrei is about a declaration of Emunah. And Shemoneh Esrei is about forfeiting ourselves to the Rebbein Shlom. Giving ourselves over to Hashem. That's what Shemoneh Esrei is about. And all three are true. And that's why we have three times Shemoneh Esrei a day. We have Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. Shachris is a time of clarity, a time of daylight, a time when we realize that Rebbein Shlom's kindness. Lehagid baboiker chazdecha, David HaMelech says, to relate Hashem's kindness. That's Shachris, Shevach. Praise the Rebbein Shlom. Arvis is ve'emunoscha baleilois, right? The Arvis is a time of darkness. It's a time of where we need to come out to faith in the Rebbein Shlom. And we declare by Arvis, by Shemoneh Esrei of Arvis, we declare our emuna in the Rebbein Shlom. That's what the 18 brachas correspond to, the 18 names of Hashem of Kriya Shema. And Mincha means a gift. Mincha is where we give ourselves over to the Rebbein Shlom. That's the third opinion of the 18 Chulia Shavashadra. Just in order to remember this, we have to give some kind of remez. We know that the tefillos, Chazal say, keneged tmidim tiknum, right? The tefillos were established to correspond to the karbonos, right? That's why we have shachris corresponds to the tamid of the morning, mincha corresponds to the tamid of the afternoon, and arvis corresponds to the burning of the chalavim, the burning of the fat on the mizbeach. The pasuk by every carbon says that the purpose of a carbon is to be ishei reach nichayach l'Hashem. It's a fire offering. Ishei, a fire offering that brings pleasure kiviyachol to the Rebbein Shlom. The word ishe, which is aleph shin hey, represents emuna, shevach, hachnoah. Those are the three things that Shemoneh Esrei is for. Shachris is for shevach. Arvis is for emuna, and mincha is for hachnoa, is for subjugating ourselves to Hashem. So, along these lines, we can now understand why V'lam al Shinim corresponds to the name Kael. Of Kela Kovid. There's a Chassam Sofer in this week's Parsha. It's getting very late, we're not going to have time for this. But the Chassam Sofer, just in short, Chassam Sofer says that the word Hashem's name Aleph Lamed, Aleph corresponds to the Rebbein Shlom. The Rebbein Shlom is called Alufay Shel Olam, the master of the world. Hashem is represented by the letter Aleph. The Lamed means the Lomad, right? If you have, actually the word Aluf can also mean a teacher. Alufi and Yudoi, right? So there's the teacher and there's the student. The Aluf and the Lamed. The Lamed is the one who's learning, Lomad, right? The one who's learning. So it's, the Hashem is represented by the Aleph, and Klal Yisrael is represented by the Lamed. The Avod of Ayid, our entire life's avoda is to always place the Rebbein Shlom before ourselves. And if we do so, we're creating Hashem's name, Aleph Lamed. But if we place ourselves before the Rebbein Shlom, then it becomes a loy. No, that's not the way it should go, right? Lamed Aleph is first placing oneself, Lamed and then Aleph, that's not the way it should be. That's a loy. The Ashkenics, what they represent is instead of Shevach in praising Hashem for everything that we have, they gave themselves credit. Before, that's part of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is to give credit to a human being. That's a loy. So the antithesis to that is Kel HaKavod Hirim. The God of the Kel of glory thunders. That corresponds to Olam Al Shem Al Tisikva. According to the second opinion, that it corresponds to the names of Hashem in Kriya Shema, and Olam Al Shem corresponds to the word Echad, there is the famous B'nai Yisachar who explains that if you look at the dalet of the word echad, it's a very big letter in the Torah. It's written very big, very large. In the pasuk le'sishtach v'la'el acher, do not bow down to another god. Also, the resh of acher is a very big letter, and he says the reason for this is because a dalet and a resh are very similar. And therefore, the word echad and the word acher are very similar, because echad and acher are written in mamash exactly the same. The only difference is dalet has a little knetch at the end. He says the reason why those two letters are written very big is because the Torah wants to magnify the difference. Those guys, the Ashkenics, didn't realize that difference. So the word that the Olam Al Shinu was established for was the word Echad, as opposed to Acher. The Acher that they made. It's a long arichas, time doesn't allow for it. So, Emir Hashem, next week we will continue talking about this bracha of Olam Al Shinu.